Today, celebrate the great, glorious solemnity of the Assumption of Our Lady into heaven. After this long life she had, 70 years, 30, 40 years after the death of our Lord, she had to remain on earth. Imagine the immense cross, but God's grace was there to sustain her, and she was to sustain everyone else, sustain the apostles immediately after the Passion of our Lord, preparing for the resurrection, and then preparing for their apostolate work, evangelizing throughout the world. She had to continue to be the pillar of the church, the one to really represent Christ, the one to really comfort and sustain and guide and counsel the apostles and the infant church and the disciples. She did all this faithfully because it was God's will, and so she was united to God's will. That was all she cared about. You know, she was certainly looking forward to her union with our Lord, but she wanted especially to be united to the will of God all her life, to please God, to be a vessel of God's will, and that is what she was in a perfect way, in a perfect way. And then at the end of her life, she was to receive her reward, the reward which is way beyond anything we can imagine, her happiness, her blissful joy in heaven, united to Jesus, Jesus who came down to bring her to heaven, came down personally to bring her to heaven, to reward his own mother, the mother of the human race, the mother of all, us all. This is our feast too, because she is our mother too. We're celebrating our mother's reward, our mother's glory, our mother's happiness in heaven, united with her son finally after her long life on earth, long life of suffering, of faithfulness, of service to God and service to men, to all of us. A mother who was born with us and has reared us, so to speak, during her life, thinking her thoughts for us, her sufferings for us. Maybe she was even conscious of us as well. Maybe God revealed to her every single human being she was to be a mother too, and to suffer for and to live for. She lived for all of us as well as living for God. And so she goes to her reward today, in glory, in immense glory, there to be crowned queen, which we celebrate in a week from now. And so we are full of joy for on behalf of our mother, and of course we want to be taken up with her, taken up into her heart throughout our life, taken up in our consecration to her, taken up completely in Mary, being totally absorbed in her, consecrated to her, united to her, and to live a life of union with Our Lady. Today can be a reflection on our union with Mary. The more we want to unite ourselves more and more completely with her, her will and her inspirations, her guidance, be united to Mary, to be totally Marianized, and deepen that throughout our life, the rest of our life, so that we can to come to our reward, which we don't we deserve in justice, but which Our Lady will obtain for us, and our Lord in his mercy gives to us our reward of faithfulness, which we hope and plan to do for the rest of our life, more and more and more faithful to God's will, to what he has called us to do at every moment of the rest of our life. And we can do that, of course, best with Our Lady's guidance, Our Lady's union with us, our union with her. So let us ask Our Lady to take hold of us more fully, more tightly, more closely, more fully today and into the future for each of us.
Et Jesum benedicat. Guru.